The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, checking in at
number 5.
An especially festive atmosphere at the White House today.
Buenos tardes. Feliz Cinco de Mayo. Bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
Welcome to the White House. All right, just bringing out the Spanish, the president.
Yeah, well, Casablanca, I love that movie.
Yeah,
it's my favorite. Like, see that on the third classics. Love that movie.
What I love is that Cinco de Mayo is a bigger holiday here in right. America than it is in Mexico.
It is not Mexican Independence Day. A lot of people think it is that. It is actually a day that remembers, that celebrates the defeat by Mexican forces, Mexican nationalist forces, against their French forces. The French occupiers.
French forces in Puebla.
Because it turns out that the French actually, which is one of the reasons that Mexican cuisine is so interesting.
It's a blend of cultures.
Yeah.
It's kind of like New Orleans. You get this just wonderful fusion of all different cultures.
So totally true.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Like a traditional taco bowl.
Like a right.
Like the authentic food of Mexico.
Right.
The Trump Tower taco bowl.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So there you have it. And we wish everybody a Feliz Cinco de Mayo, which it just became a drinking holiday in America. It's sort of like St. Patrick's Day, same deal, right? St. Patrick's Day became a drinking holiday in America. And it's not, and like you go to Ireland and go, yeah, oh, yeah, no, it's St. Patrick's Day, but what the hell is wrong with you?
We tend to do that with our cultural holidays. We tend to make them drinking and eating, and really we lose sort of the rest of the significance of the moment.
More of the president.
150 years later, Americans and Mexicans still celebrate Cinco de Mayo. In backyard barbecues, baseball parks, from Chicago to Austin, folks are enjoying music and food.
Mm-hmm. And drinking.
He didn't mention drinking.
Margaritas. And more margaritas. And cerveza fria. And Violetta taught us earlier, her Spanish, because she speaks kitchen Spanish, what did you say before?
No se voya. And
no
that's
se voya.
That's not kitchen Spanish. That's resort Spanish. All my tacos, I had to make sure there was no onions in anything.
You're allergic to onions?
No, I just don't like them.
Okay. I don't know what I just learned there. Okay, here we go. Checking in at, don't tell me.
Number 4.
Thank you. Republican Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, tells Jake Tapper at CNN, I'm just not quite ready. Not quite ready to support Donald Trump. Think so.
Will you support him? Well, to be perfectly candid with you, Jake, I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to. But I think what is required is that we unify this party. And I think the bulk of the burden on unifying the party will have to come from our presumptive nominee.
How do you unify if he's not getting behind the candidate who represents the party?
Saying we're unified doesn't in and of itself unify us, but actually taking the principles that we all believe in, showing that there's a dedication to those, and running a principal campaign that Republicans can be proud about and that can actually appeal to a majority of Americans, that to me is what it takes to unify this party.
So you're saying you can't support or endorse him right now?
Yeah, I am basically saying that. Look, I thought about this 2 days ago. I thought actually this thing was going to go to June 7 at the very least. Probably to a convention. And so this is all pretty new for us. But at this point, I think that he needs to do more to unify this party.
In other words, oh my God, I can't believe this happened.
No one thought it would happen, and then certainly not this soon.
I was not prepared for this. I was not prepared. That's what he's saying. Now, you know what Trump is saying?
He's responding.
Trump has responded and says, well, I don't think I can support his agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I mean,
go.
Do you not get? See, there's another thing that Donald Trump doesn't get. He needs to unify the party. He needs to unify. And now he wants to start a war with the Republican Speaker of the House.
Yeah, that doesn't work. I mean, yesterday you heard a lot of the GOP leaders going on all the talk shows and the cable newsers and saying, okay, we're gonna get those people who were in the Stop Trump camp within our own party and move them over to the Never Hillary, and that and under that banner we can unify. But this doesn't seem like that's particularly successful yet.
See, I know what you're thinking, Trump supporters. I know what you're thinking. Who cares about the Republican Party anymore? They're the ones who screwed this up, and they've been losers since Reagan. And what's the point of this? And that needs a shakeup. You need a guy who's just going to come in and do what he wants to do and do it the way he wants to do it. But unfortunately, the system doesn't support that. And the other piece of this puzzle is that nobody knows what Trump really stands for. He's got a wall that he can't fund. He's got treaties that the United States is bound to uphold. You don't want to make the United States a rogue outlier nation in the world. We don't want to be seen as some third world trouble spot. We're the leader. We have to be the leader. And that means moving. It's a very big ship. You don't just slam on the brakes and turn to the left or the right real hard. Just don't do it. You go right into the bank.
Okay.
That's my answer.
That's what you have to say about that.
That's all I have to say about that.
Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
All right. Checking in at
number 3.
Controversial viral video. Trip to the grocery store turns ugly when a woman calls out a man for using food stamps at the Walmart checkout. There's a lot of profanity in this. There's a lot of swears.
Were you able to make it make sense without it?
Well, we're going to try.
Because it is pretty harsh.
3.8 million views as of this morning.
You're not providing for it. I am. The government is. They take it out of my chest. Bullshit, they don't.
Okay. And contact your local senators and congressmen and issue a complaint. Vote Republican. I can't. I'm sorry. I don't want to tell you.
Trust me. I am not a bleeding heart. That ain't ever going to happen.
I don't care about you, lady. Just shut the f*** up.
I don't have to. It's a free country, remember?
I remember. It is a free country.
The least I can do is talk.
Isn't it? You're
oh,
right.
It is for people like you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hillary and Bernie supporters.
Thank you.
So, this guy's got a kid with him, too.
He's got that's the really disturbing part about it. He's with his young son, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old, but young, and has to hear that his dad is getting attacked for using food stamps. I mean, it doesn't really appear that there was something that, or at least we haven't heard of anything that precipitated this in terms of something that the dad did to get her mad, but she launches in because he says, I'm trying to provide for my family by saying, you don't pay for it, I do. It's just, to me, it's very sad. It's like you've got some people who are struggling to get by pitted against people who are struggling even more to get by in line at Walmart. Sad.
I don't know why Walmart and Target have become now the place for great controversy. Who's going to use the bathroom? Who's going to use food stamps? What's going to happen here? What's going to happen there?
How much are they getting paid? The workers?
Right.
Is it enough? Are they keeping them below a certain amount of hours on purpose? And those kinds of debates are raging on for sure. But they're, it's important stuff to talk about. I just thought the whole thing was sad. And the little kid has to witness that.
Checking in. I mean, you'd think the woman would have been sensitive to that, but nah. It doesn't sound like she's particularly sensitive at all.
She's having a really bad day or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Not cool.
She is a crazy uncle's wife, apparently.
Well, yeah. You've got 1 in 5 children in America living in poverty. And, it's just this is the way it is. But I don't know that she has to snap at him because of her check or something. Just totally wrong. Off base.
Checking in at
number 2.
Alec Baldwin. Thank God he's still in the news.
He's so great to be in the news, but this is another crazy incident.
Exploded in anger. He does have an issue, doesn't he?
He does. You would think photographers would go nowhere near him.
Well, he got in a photographer's face and berated him for shooting Baldwin's wife, Baldwin and Hilaria, which is that's his
Hilaria.
Wife's name.
Hilaria.
Hilaria? I like Hilaria.
Hilaria.
Much better.
Hilaria.
They were in Beverly Hills when he unleashed on the photographer ear-shattering volume. It's got a little unclear how this whole thing started, but he did tell the paparazzo in no uncertain terms that his wife is out of bounds.
Paparazzi piece of trash. So the f*** is supposed to stay with my wife, okay? You got that? I said, you got that? Shut up! Stay away from my wife, okay? I said, shut up! Stay away from my wife.
I hope the tabloids pay a lot of money for any Alec Baldwin photos, because you can only imagine the combat pay they deserve. Anytime you go near him, he seems to lose it.
Well, the irony of this is that Hilaria spends all day taking pictures of herself and putting it up on Instagram.
In different yoga poses.
Yeah.
All over the world.
In yoga pants.
Yep.
You noticed the yoga pants? Is that what you noticed?
Yeah. Just throwing that out there.
Interesting.
So I just think that it's an interesting moment that now, does he yell at her like that, too? Imagine being in relationship with Alec Baldwin, right? What must that be like? Remember they said that Kim Basinger was all crazy and everything?
Yeah, of course.
After living with him, you have to be, right?
Shut up!
It's a definite anger management issue that seems apparent there.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up!
All right.
It sounds like a movie.
It does sound like he's acting. Like, yeah. It's so over the top, it can't possibly
Who
be
snaps
true.
That quick?
Shut up!
Don't say that to Judy.
I can top that.
Oh, I think that's going to become a rather regular thing, isn't it, on this program?
Save that one.
Yeah.
Shut up!
It fits in a lot of circumstances.
I want to just play it with anytime Donald Trump says anything.
Shut up!
It kind of sounds like Trump.
It does.
This is what the world's turned into. I want to go. I want to change the dream. I want to keep the Cubs being the best team in baseball, but I want everything else to change.
Doesn't he know kindness matters?
That's
my
new
God.
Judy mantra.
This is like a whole other part of the dream. This isn't happening.
Where you wake up and suddenly Judy is the beholding of the kindness matters.
This is like Alice in Wonderland, what's happening in my
head. How many margaritas have you guys had?
Not enough.
Checking in at
number one.
Right. With the...
Oh.
Oh, my God. All right. With the demise of the Cruz and Kasich campaigns, there was no way that Stephen Colbert could go through last night's episode of The Late Show without bringing back the Hungry for Power games with the cartoon Donald Trump.
Would you like to say any last words about your fallen rival?
Yes. Lion Ted is lying in the ground. He ran a tough race, but he was really bad at it, and his father killed JFK. Pathetic.
Delightful, shall we?
Love it.
Now, let us... Nope, no more.
No.
Nope. Now.
It's Trump champagne. It's from Hemeca Schlemmer.
That's great. Did you see Jimmy Kimmel also debuted a reality show, Apprentice Style, to pick the new VP candidate, which I think is perfect. I think Dennis Rodman is one of the names being thrown out. wearing the full wedding dress.
Why not?
Why not? Get an outsider, you know?
Right, exactly. That's what America needs. They need a lot more unfit leaders.
The top five at five.
Shut up!